Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, a scholar, a professor at Harvard, a highly sought after speaker, and he is much more importantly than that, he's the author of a groundbreaking, paradigm shifting book, which is absolutely great, and it's getting rave reviews. Everyone must get this book. It's called Backable: The Surprising Truth About What Makes Someone Take a Chance on You, and the author is Sunil Gupta. Sunil, how are you?
Frank, it's good to be here. Doing great. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, listen, thrilled to have you. Congrats on the success of the book. Let me ask you right off the bat. There's a we see some light at the end of the tunnel with the pandemic, and we see things going in the right direction. We're not out of the woods. But how much has changed as far as personal achievement? How much is going to be different? What's the new normal look like, and how does Backable apply to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think so many people are sort of trying to find their way back into what their normal is going to look like, you know, applying for new jobs, millions and millions of people sort of now trying to figure out, you know, what to do for work. And I think at the same time, you know, the pandemic, I think, has given a lot of us a little bit of room to breathe. You know, and that's not for everybody, by the way. Some people have become a lot more busy or a lot more busy during the pandemic. But many of us had a little bit more time to kind of, I think, reflect on our life before all of this happened. And, you know, one of the things that I hear all the time is, gosh, I didn't realize how miserable I really was. And when we go back to some state of normal, I'd like to be doing things differently. I'd like to be doing different types of work. And I've got new ideas, and I want to bring those into the world. And this is really a playbook on how to do that.
Well, listen, you have new ideas, and it's amazing that after all of this time and everything that's been written, that somebody could actually give us a new thought process, and again, about something very important, about succeeding. And I have to believe that this book is going to be more important after we recover than it is even now, because there's going to be so much that we've either set back on, or we haven't developed. People have to get back out there. Give us a breakdown of the book, if you don't mind, and without spoiling, we want everyone to get it. But give us an overview of the book and what you think the key points are.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you know the central idea of the book is that creativity and persuasion are two different things. You could have a great idea. You could be a great candidate for a job. You might be selling a great product and still be dismissed. It happens all of the time. You know, we're talking about the vaccine right now. There was another vaccine in the 1920s called penicillin, invented by Dr. Alexander Fleming. And Dr. Alexander Fleming had this in hand 10 years before he was able to get the backing, the support that he needed to bring this to the market. And in the process, hundreds of thousands of people died, they died from an invention that was already out there. The solution already existed. So great ideas get dismissed all of the time. And what I got really interested in is this idea that there are backable people out there that seem to have this ability to convince us to really take a chance on them. And the trick of it is that oftentimes they actually don't have an obvious idea, or they're not the obvious candidate for a job. But we want to take a chance on them anyway. And I wanted to understand, like, what is that it quality? And could it be learned? And so I've spent the past 5 years really studying carefully hundreds of extraordinary people, from Oscar-winning filmmakers to Michelin star chefs to military leaders to founders of iconic companies. And what I realized is that the vast majority of them did not start their careers out by being backable. They weren't born backable. They learned how to become backable. And that means that any of us can learn how to become backable. And that's really what this book is about, because being backable is not just for celebrities or CEOs. It's really for all of us. whether you're trying to make a change in your community or your company or your church or even at home, you know, we need other people to take a chance on us. So what this book is all about, Frank, is the seven steps that were most surprising to me on how any of us can make ourselves more backable.
The key step or the starting step would be what?
The starting step was one that surprised me first, which is to convince yourself first. And what we mean by that is when I first started writing the book, I thought that I was gonna find charisma to be a very important quality for backable people. I thought that, you know, most backable people were gonna be charismatic, but that did not turn out to be the case. You know, certainly there were backable people out there that were extroverted and gregarious and great sort of speakers, but there was a lot of people that were not. They were much more shy, much more quiet, introverted. What I found the common denominator, it was not charisma that makes a person convincing. It was conviction. Backable people take the time to convince themselves first. And then they let that conviction shine through whatever style it is that feels most natural to them. And if you want a quick example of that, go look up the number one most popular TED Talk of all time today. And what you'll find is a very un-TED-like presentation. It's a guy named Sir Ken Robinson, and he's got over 65 million views, and it's a brilliant talk. But he's got one hand in his pocket. He sort of meanders on and off script. He stands with a bit of a slouch. Again, it's not the poster child for charisma, but you believe every word that he is saying. The key is that if you don't believe, then they can't believe. And so backable people take the time to convince themselves first.
Well, listen, in order to get the next six steps, everyone's going to get this book. We're out of time. We're just about out of time with Sunil Gupta. He's a terrific scholar, and he has studied this. Backable, The Surprising Truth About What Makes Someone Take a Chance on You is the full title. Buy this book. Sunil, before you go, give us a website, give us a social media site for people to follow along with what you're doing and your talks. You're absolutely wonderful at all your public appearances. I've been watching you online and following you online for a while. Give us the best chance to follow along with what you're doing.
Yeah, thanks, Frank. You just go to backable.com, BACKABLE.com, and you'll find some free content out there. You'll be able to learn more about the topic, and you can follow me on social and connect with me there.
Congrats again, Sunil. The book is just terrific, and hope to get you again real soon.
All right, Frank. Thanks so much.
Sunil Gupta, everyone. Buy the book, Backable, The Surprising Truth About What Makes Someone Take a Chance on You. For those who are fans of self-help, you'll like this. I'm a big fan of self-help books, and you'll definitely like this. If you're not, and you're just looking for a different way to get your career rolling, it is a great starting point for that. A lot of good books to start there, but this is one of them for sure. And listen, a lot of people point to Think and Grow Rich as the starting point. I always saw that as the starting point. Napoleon Hill. And, again, it's not necessarily about just wealth or whatever. It's about succeeding in whatever you're doing. And he lays it out in bullet points. And I think everyone since Napoleon Hill has kind of followed that same situation where people like to lay out in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And in Sunil Gupta's situation here, it's 7. He's got 7 points. And, get the book to check it out. And you can Google him. And he was at South by Southwest, and he did a great job there. And again, just a much more difficult time to do anything, to teach anything. It's all online. Everything's here. And while we're kind of cooped up a bit, it's not a bad time to check it all out. But again, the book is Backable, The Surprising Truth About What Makes Someone Take a Chance on You. Sunil Gupta, yes, the brother, I didn't mention, of Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who you know from CNN fame and everywhere else. Yeah, that's his brother. I'm very impressed with both of them. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.